Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brewsaders Podcast. My name's Matty Mayhem.
And I'm the Skinny Guinea.
Today is day 30. It's the end days. Fucking Thanksgiving is over.
Bro.
Praise be to me. I can't believe we did it.
We made it. Well, we're going to get into that.
We have done it, but we haven't done it, so we'll see.
Yeah, we have made it through this episode. Right now. A fucking meteor goddamn smashes the house in the middle of this episode.
Ugh.
That would be actually the most apropos ending to Thanksgiving of all time.
It would, but it wouldn't, because no one would know.
It'd be perfect. All right. Today, we're drinking.
I don't
think
we're ever doing this again.
Dude, you can handle this once a year.
Dude, this is so obnoxious. It's my busiest time.
It is brutal. This has been brutal.
It's been a nightmare.
It's been a nightmare for, like, everyone, but I can't imagine how much of a nightmare it's been for you.
Hey, can you do a solo? Yeah, okay. All right, can you get it to me? Radio silence. You got that solo?
I was okay. I was pretty good about it.
Flex, all right. Hey, yeah, can you get that for me? Yeah, I'm working on it soon. 5 hours later. Hey, man, sorry, I forgot. Here it is. I'm asleep, dude.
Here it is at 11:55, the day, like 5 minutes left in the day.
Ugh. But we did it.
All right, let's get into this shit.
Tell them what we're drinking.
BTTB. We're drinking Be Hoppiest by Wormtown Brewery. This is from their Underground series. It is a triple, I repeat, 1-2, triple IPA.
God damn it.
12 fluid ounces, 10.7% alcohol by volume. And we got a little blurb here. So before we get into the blurb.
Oh, wow.
Let's just say.
You don't taste the alcohol.
Let's just.
You feel it, but you don't taste it.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I can't taste
the
alcohol.
That's the Wormtown quality, bro. Wormtown doesn't fuck around, man.
This is my first Wormtown ever, I think.
You haven't had their Be Hoppy?
No.
So they have.
Be Hoppy.
Right.
The Be Hoppier.
Right.
And then the Be Hoppiest.
Correct.
And we just went straight for the hoppiest.
Because we're fucking studs out here.
Savages. We should have done 10, 20, 30. That's how we should have done it. Be hoppy, be hoppier, be hoppiest.
That would have been awesome.
But next year, we did it 30. I mean, we got one third of that.
Yeah. Dude, this is a... Yeah, dude, Be Hoppy, fucking great, great beer. That won the American Open of Beer back in, oh, I don't know, like 2014 or something like that. They're a fucking great, great brewery. And they fucking went balls to the wall to make this beer. Here's what the blurb says. It says, Be Hoppiest is here. We originally created this recipe in honor of our 5th anniversary, and the response was overwhelming. We add our hop forwarding process along with our mash hopping and double dry hop and hop back process to create our biggest IPA to date. This is the fucking culmination of everything that Wormtown is trying to be. All in one beer.
Well, good for them. Because this is a fucking great beer.
It's a good beer, dude. My only knock on it right now, as of this moment, is that it comes in... Is Wormtown's insistence on using bottles for all their shit.
How come? Do you know why?
Why they choose to use bottles?
Yeah.
I don't know they do, though. Like, they started with cans for Wormtown Be Hoppy. Like, all I used to see was cans.
I've seen that.
And then all of a sudden, now I can only find it in bottles.
Yeah, you're right.
It sucks.
I prefer a can.
Yeah, 100%. The beer's better in a can.
Yeah, you keep the light out.
Right. So I don't know why they do that. That's my really only knock against Wormtown. They're a fucking really good brewery out of Worcester, Mass.
Fucking A right. God damn it, I'm tired.
Dude, drink some. Chug that coffee, bro.
I'll take a big swig, Ski.
Let's fucking go. All right. A swig, dude.
Of this?
Yeah.
This is going to make me tired. We can't take a swig at this.
No, I was just sniffing. I was just going to say how aggressive this fucking beer was out of the top of my glass. It smells nice.
It's got a real beautiful aroma.
Mm-hmm. It's just a nice, aggressively bitter IPA. It's fucking beautiful, though.
It smells very strongly of Mosaic hops.
Yep. Which I think if we were to look that up, it'd probably be...
Accurate.
What we find since you've been fucking dead on lately.
I'm a beer snob.
Yeah. You're turning into one, dude.
I really am. I don't want to be, but it happens when you drink this much beer.
It's nice. And you're like a part of the beer forums and stuff.
No, I don't. I don't like communicating with other people.
Yeah, you just... I think
you guys take that for me. You call me in when you need someone to shut someone down. That's what I come in for.
Yeah, true.
I'm the cleaner.
Not too much to say about the color. The color is like an average, like it kind of looks like a pale ale color, except you can't see through this bitch.
Oh, I can see the light through it.
Yeah.
But I can't see anything else.
Yeah. It's like pretty.
It's a nice, I mean, I like a yellow color.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mixture of an orange juice and a lemonade color. Yeah.
But that's not where this beer flourishes. It flourishes in that fucking taste, dude. It's just fucking rolling down your palate. Like a little fucking.
I think it flourishes in the 10.7.
That's a nice.
Because you don't know. It doesn't taste like it's 10.7.
What was it? Yesterday or 2 days ago where we guessed the alcohol percentage?
The 7.2.
Yeah, and you guessed it dead on. I would put money.
I probably wouldn't guess this one.
Right.
Because it doesn't taste that high.
No.
I probably would have said 8, 9.
Yeah, it tastes like a 7 or 8.
Right.
But it's fucking up there in that high 10 range, bro. This beer kills it.
It does a good job, yeah.
And it tastes different than Be Hoppy, too. It tastes different. I haven't had the middle one, I don't think. Be Hoppy, or maybe I have a long time ago. But it tastes very different than their regular Be Hoppy.
Good, it shouldn't taste anything like it. It's a different beer.
Yeah, it's nice.
I thought we were going to finish out strong, and we just keep going, yeah, it's good. Yeah, well, it's nice. Yeah, it's good.
You got a rating?
I do.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 5. I really like this. This is old, too. You said it was kind of old, right?
Yeah, this is packaged like a while ago.
It's out of season, right?
Yeah.
It's a seasonal beer.
And it's still very good. No, I don't think it's seasonal. It's just like a certain series.
Well, it said rotational, so maybe. Right.
Maybe it'll come back.
I'm sure it'll come back.
It's the best. It's a good fucking beer.
What are you giving it for a rating?
Yeah, 5.
5? 5 out of 5?
Easy 5, dude.
All right.
Easy.
I'm Matty Mayhem.
And I'm the Skinny Guinea.
And this has been Dranksgiving.
Peace out, bitches.